This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Wednesday, House Ways and Means took up some tax-raising measures that could help fill the $600 million budget gap for next fiscal year. Here are some of the needs.
There was just not enough money to fill all of the needs of people with disabilities.
The Sheriff's Association.
We're not making a selfish pitch to you based on the $15.3 million that we're dependent upon to run our jails. We need this revenue, as does education and health care.
Higher ed.
This 10% reduction is another hit that is devastating for LSU. The TOPS hit is doubly devastating, disproportionately devastating for LSU and our students.
The School Board Association.
We're not selfishly asking for money for K-12. It's about improving our state.
Here's one plan, House Bill 11, which would reduce the amount of excess federal itemized deductions allowed on state income tax returns from 100% to 57.5% and raise nearly $117 million.
76% of the people will not be affected. It'll only affect those people who make $103,000 or more.
An amendment tied Representative Rob Shadowin's bill to Representative Julie Stokes' bills that reduce the personal income tax rates and change the tax brackets.
Basically, you're attempting to compromise.
Yeah.
I know that's foreign in this bill.
That's a bad word.
I don't understand why it's so hard to understand.
And after 4 hours of debate, here's the vote.
10 yeas, 9 nays.
To defer the bill. It's dead, and it was one of the governor's specifically requested items for this session. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.